Ashford's going to run it around right in. He's to the 20, makes a move at the 50. He's to the 10. Ashford to the 5. Ashford is in. Touchdown, Auburn.
121 yards on the ground, 77 yards and a touchdown through the air. He had another two touchdowns running. Robbie Ashford, just a minute or two to kind of digest your first Iron Bowl. What'd you think?
I mean, it was just great to be out there. I mean, a dream come true. Being from Alabama, you grow up watching this game. You always dream of just being able to play in it. So I think I just kind of took it all in. I just knew I had to go give whatever I could for my team, win or lose. I was not going to stop playing until that clock hit 000. So, I mean, I'm just proud of this team, just proud of this fight. And just what I had to overcome this year, just being hurt, playing with a sprained AC joint all year, a bruised rotator cuff, sprained finger, strained trap. I mean, the list goes on and on. I've been hurt since Missouri, second half of Missouri, and it's been weeks where I haven't even been able to throw in practice because my shoulder was so swollen or I couldn't move it. Just countless sleepless nights where I'm just in pain, but I mean, I knew I had to do whatever I could to be able to go out there on Saturday and give it all for my guys. So, I mean, I played through anything for them, and that's the injuries I feel like I had to overcome this year were just a battle. And, I mean, never felt good after any game, just would go home and just sit there and just in pain. I mean, you play with a sprained AC joint in your throwing shoulder and you just keep falling on it. I mean, it doesn't get better, so, I mean, it's just been bothering me the whole year, just bruised rotator cuff, all in the same right side, so it's been a lot of painful days, but I wouldn't go through this with any other team.
With that in mind, then, take us through the touchdown pass to Javarius in the far end zone.
Yeah, I mean, we just got down there, and we didn't even run the play all week, but we knew we had it, and we were in perfect field position to call the play. And, I mean, I saw man coverage, and I knew VAR was going to win. I just had to put it there. And, I mean, I just had to do my job, and I knew VAR was going to do his. So, I mean, just hats off to him. I mean, guy's a stud. I mean, love that guy.
Run for 121 yards. You and Jarquez go for 100 yards. It's the third straight game that two Auburn players run for over 100 yards. It's the first time that's ever happened in three consecutive games ever in the history. And you're a part of that.
Yeah, that's great to be a part of. And, I mean, kind of just how this year went, definitely with the running game. I mean, it just got better and better over time. And, I mean, a lot of people, they could say whatever, but they don't know what I was going through with my shoulder and just the days where I just felt like a lot of times I wasn't myself. I was just timid, kind of hesitant sometimes throwing it and just not as confident. So just to have those running backs we have and just to know I can, even when I'm not on my best passing game, I can still try and contribute in the run game and just to help the team. I mean, this means a lot. I mean, like I say, coming to Auburn was the best decision I've ever made in my life. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. I mean, just to be a part of this family, just this culture, I mean, it's just taught me a lot. And, I mean, I'm thankful for it all. And just to be a part of something like that, and just for me, just to be a part of something special like Coach Lack, I mean, that means the world. Just to be his starting quarterback, the first ever black head coach, and just for me to be his starting quarterback is just surreal. I mean, it means the world to me. And I go to war for Coach Lack any single day. I go to war with any of these guys any single day. So, like I said, coming to Auburn was the best decision I've ever made in my life. And I'm excited to see how the 2023 season goes. So, I mean, it's only up from here. And I can tell the Auburn family this. I mean, we're coming in next year. We're coming to compete for an SEC championship or a national championship. We're not settling for anything less. And we're not going to stop till we get it. So,
get the shoulder well. Thank you for the visit. Wish you all the best moving forward. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Auburn quarterback Robbie Ashford back upstairs to Brad. Third down and 7. Ashford looks to throw. He throws it to the end zone. Has a man open. Got it. Touchdown. Touchdown, Auburn. Javarius Johnson.
Auburn offensive line coach Kendall Simmons. Well, I mean, you've been through this battle as a player. What was it like for you to go through it tonight as the offensive line coach?
Extremely stressful. Because you know that the pre-snap penalties were killing you. And against a team like that, you need to be on par. You don't need to get behind the chains. The guys did a good job. We ran the ball well. And once we just got behind, it gave them an opportunity to start bringing more heat. But I feel like we kind of had them against the ropes. They've done a great job overall, but taking advantage of all our mistakes. And that's what a good team's supposed to do. And I think it's a learning experience for us overall, what we have to do to continue to get better. But like Cadillac said, I'm so excited about the way this team is headed. Now they just got to keep it going. I think we got the heartbeat going again.
All right, let's talk about the run game. 318 yards, just the most that Alabama has given up this season. You guys ran the ball almost from the get-go tonight and ran it well.
That was the plan. That was the plan. And we really benefited from it when we were staying in front of the chains. Robbie made some amazing plays, Jarquez and all those guys. The line done a pretty good job. It's just like I said, it falls back to the pre-snap penalties. And that's part of it. And they took advantage of it. And that's, I hate to see it because I lost my senior year to them too. And that's tough.
Was it jitters? Was it crowd noise, the movement tonight?
You know what? The movement, they've seen a lot worse than what Alabama was doing. I mean, Georgia was all over the place. Mississippi State moved a lot. Even San Diego State, when we played them, San Diego, they were moving a lot. San Jose, I'm sorry. And so I don't really think it was that. I think it was just a combination of, might have been a little bit of jitters and just wanting to really go. And we just had to tell them, y'all got to be patient and hold in there. And if we can get them to quiet down, but that helps us stay in front of chains. So, I don't know.
You know, with this line, there's going to be a lot of turnover between now and the start of next season.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The good thing is that we rotated a lot of guys. And that's one thing I've learned from Coach Friend. I was never, ever a big believer in that. But when you got guys that can play and they're contributing and they're practicing hard, why not give them a chance? But then also, too, I learned from it keeps guys fresh. So I told them, you're going to give me everything you got. And I'm going to go every other series. But we got a lot of holes to fill. And it is what it is.
I asked Coach Hartline and Coach Bernardi last week, and I want to ask you this week, what has it meant to get this opportunity for the last four games?
It's an opportunity that I've been looking for ever since I got here at Auburn. Is to show people that I can do it. I learned so much that there's so much more responsibility of a line coach there, because you got almost 15 guys that you got to try to take care of and all the things that go along with that. But just getting the opportunity and being able just to see them grow and continue to try to get better and say, hey, what I tell you this, the short story, KJ Jones told me this, I got you, coach. And I was like, you know what, that meant a lot to me. And just being around these guys since I got here in 19 and to hear them all say, hey, we got you, coach, that meant a lot. And I told them that. And that made it so much easier for me than having to come into a new group that don't know who I am and I don't know them. So I left here better because of it.
Wish you all the best moving forward. Thank you for tonight, Kendall. Thank you very much, War Eagle.
Appreciate it, War Eagle.
Auburn offensive line coach Kendall Simmons back upstairs to Brad. Backed up to the 27-yard line. Empty set for Bryce Young. Looking for to throw, and he does. And it's intercepted.
That Owen Papo?
That is Owen Papo with the stop. Owen, just talk about the challenge of facing that Alabama offense tonight.
Yeah, man, all credit to them, man. They got ballers at every position, you know. So, you know, credit to them, man. They didn't really do anything different, you know, that we've seen on film. We just had to, you know, do better in winning our one-on-one battles, which we struggled in. But, man, you know, credit to them, man. They bought out. They played a great game.
It was tough because even when you brought somebody extra, they were able to counter it. And then Bryce Young is a guy that if he gets outside the pocket, he can do a lot of damage as well.
Yeah, you got to account for him too. I know he doesn't run the ball that much too, but, you know, he's still, you know, pretty elusive. You know, still can be a threat with his legs when he tries to. But, yeah, man.
When you think back to this season, and, boy, there's a lot to think about this season. One, for you, a relatively healthy season, and that's perhaps the most important thing for you. But when you think back to this year, your final year in an Auburn uniform, what are you going to think about?
Man, just the fight that this, yeah, the fight and the, you know, the perseverance that this team displayed, man. You know, we've been going through crazy things since January, you know, and just how, you know, close we stuck together, how much closer we got through all the, you know, the crap that's been going on outside of Auburn. But I'm really just going to be proud of the team and the way that we fought.
Yeah. And one of the very few two-time captains for Auburn, and that's never going to change.
Yes, sir, man. That's a huge accomplishment, and I'll remember that forever.
Talk about the pick tonight, if you would.
picked off a Heisman. So I sacked the Heisman 2 years ago. Now I got to pick against one. But now it was, you know, a great moment. Last game, at least there some highlight in, you know, in the storm tonight. But you know, I felt great.
Wish you all the best moving forward. Wish them. Can't wait to watch you play on Sunday. War Eagle, my friend.
You, War Eagle.
Owen Papo, Auburn linebacker, back upstairs to Brad. Well, you knew this would be a tall task against an Alabama team that runs the ball and passes the ball. Just your general thoughts about this one tonight, Zach.
Well, I thought they came out and played hard. I thought all guys were ready to go out there and play, man. Hats off to Coach Saban and his staff and his team, man. They're a great football team, and there's a reason they've been on top of college football for a while. But we knew the task at hand. We challenged all guys. They came out. They executed early in the first half, got a lead on us. But as things starting to settle down, all guys starting to settle down, we starting to play great football in the second half. But they did a great job, and they came out on top today.
Talk just about the improvement of the guys in the secondary the last month of this season.
Well, I got to give a hats off to the entire defensive staff, Coach Smith, Coach C-Rob, Coach Brumbrough, Coach Rock, man. Those guys done a phenomenal job of just all us being on the same page and just rallying together as a family. That secondary, man, they had their adversity in the first half of the season, seeing them stay together, be brotherhood, and come out there and just get better every week. And just seeing how those guys improve, I can't be more proud of them. And those guys deserve anything, but they won in life. They learn how to fight. They learn how to handle adversity through life and then continue to fight through when things ain't going their way. And it showed up, and I can't be more proud of the guys that I've been able to come in and work with every day.
Just the way this team has played in the last four games, and you knew this. I mean, Auburn went in as a significant underdog tonight. It didn't play like it, though.
Well, it's about believing in each other. I mean, Coach Lack does a great job of leading this program, of leading us, and he got those guys to believe in each other. Just play Auburn brand football, and those guys, we just asked them to go play relentless, play free, just go swarm the ball, and those guys have actually came in every day and tried to get better, and they just poured into each other, and that's what we're going to do. Like I said, we won in life. We made history tonight. We made history with Coach Lack, and we're going to rally off that and make sure that this program is back on top.
Talk just about moving forward, especially back in the secondary as you guys get ready for the 2023 season.
Well, the future's ahead of us. I mean, we got a bright future with these guys. I mean, you get everybody back in the room, aside of guys like Nehemiah Pritchard, who's a senior, but we get everybody. We're going to add some guys in the recruiting room once we get on this and turn our heads towards recruiting. But I'm really excited about what Auburn football has ahead of us, because these guys in this room know what it feels like to be an Auburn man. They know what it feels like to fight. And I know that these seniors that showed the way and paved the way have left this place better than they found it. And every single day they know what the expectation to be, but they get an opportunity to set the example going into next year.
Thank you for the visit today. We wish you all the best moving forward, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Auburn secondary coach Zach Etheridge back upstairs to Brad.
Ashford sends Tank Bigsby in motion. It's going to be a quarterback draw. He's to the five. He's still on his feet. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Auburn. 14 yards on the quarterback draw for Robbie Ashford. Ashford under center. Schenker the fullback. And Tank Bigsby the tailback. They flip it back the near side. Jarquez 150, 45, 40. One man to beat to the 30. He's down to the 25. Inside the 20. Down the sideline to the 10. Jarquez Hunter.
Just general thoughts about your first game as head coach of the Auburn Tigers in the Iron Bowl.
Wow. Had fun. Had a lot of emotions. To beat a this game in play. Excuse me. Auburn, Alabama been playing for since then. It's Google now, so don't fact check me on this. Been playing since 1893, and to be the first African American to coach in this game, I got worked up, got very emotional about it. Mean a lot, and to come here and to compete, man, what an awesome. Our kids didn't blink. They didn't quit. They kept fighting. And, man, at the end of the day, no matter what goes on, nobody can take this from me. Nobody.
The 318 yards rushing is the most by an Auburn team against Alabama since 1983. And Robbie Ashford's two touchdown runs against Alabama is the first time since a Carnell Williams did it in 2003. Against Alabama.
Wow. Man. Robbie Ashford, man, he's a fighter. He gonna compete. He gonna give you everything he got. And young man don't have nothing to hang his head down. To go out there and fight the way he did, I'm proud of him, man. I am. Future is bright for that young man.
Carnell, if you would, just you talked about Bryce Young and his abilities in the pregame, and we saw it tonight. I mean, he can run it, he can throw it, and when given the time, well, he can sit back there and find his targets downfield.
No doubt, man. He's special. Special, special, special player. I'm actually, God, that young man got a bright future, man. He's such an accurate passer, so poised. Don't get rattled. Calm, cool, collective. And if you heat him up and you get out your lane, he can tuck it and run it. He know how to get down. But come on, man, guys. You got to tip your hat off to Bryce Young, Coach Saban, University of Alabama, man. That's where Auburn football want to get, and that's where we will get there.
What'd you tell your team after this one, Carnell?
Who told them got to pick their heads up? Told them the most. I am so, so proud of how they done responded to everything these past 4 weeks. They have empowered me in ways that they would never know. They have impacted myself and my family. God, like, their futures are so bright. Just because of these past 4 weeks, how they done changed their attitude, the way they think. They language. Like, this has been amazing. Amazing. And I thank those players, man. And it made me a better person, better husband, better father, better coach, better friend. I'm forever indebted to those guys. I mean, they're special. Because they could have easily tucked it in. But they opened their heart and they let us coaches serve them and they believe. And what a ride it done been.
Thank you for your time these last 4 weeks. It's been a truly enjoyable month to deal with you pregame, Tiger Talk, and postgame. And I wish you nothing but the best moving forward. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Auburn head coach Carnell Williams, now back upstairs to Brad. That'll do it from the Auburn locker room.